News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A $50 million agreement has been signed for rehabilitation of the West Wing of the Milk River Hotel and Spa in Clarendon. The agreement was signed between the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment and C&D Construction and Engineering Company Limited. The project, financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, is expected to be completed in December.
This expenditure of just over $50 million to renovate the West Wing will include the demolition and alterations, the upgrading of the electrical systems, the ceiling and floor finishes, painting and decoration, plumbing installation, mechanical installation, and the replacement of leaking and damaged roof sheeting and frame.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill addressing the contract signing ceremony for rehabilitation of the Milk River Hotel and Spa in Kingston Wednesday. 30 residents of the community are expected to benefit from employment opportunities during the life of the project. The Forum Bridge on the Port Henderson Road in Portmore, St. Catherine is to be rehabilitated at a cost of $27 million. The contract was signed earlier this week for the six-month project, expected to begin in the coming week. Quality Henderson Plus Contracting Company will undertake the works with the National Works Agency as the implementing body. Addressing the signing ceremony in Portmore, Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan appealed for cooperation from residents during the construction phase.
The period for the construction is 6 months, but the bridge will be closed for 3 months. And during the 3 months, the National Work Agency will be putting in a detour road that we can use in the meanwhile. Also, they're going to put in a pedestrian walkway that you can walk across while construction is taking place. During the peak period at the Port Henderson section, you are going to be restricted to one-way traffic.
The six-month project will include sandblasting, repair of bridge steel structure, and base and pavement reconstruction. The Police High Command says it will be implementing a more stringent mechanism to effectively manage the screening of recruits. Head of the Corporate Communications Unit, Inspector Dahlia Garrick, says this is part of efforts to maintain a highly professional workforce.
These are additional safety measures that are put in place to ensure that members are monitored, and whenever anything out of the norm is detected, the requisite action is taken. Some of this will be intelligence based, but it is one of the additional measures that an organization such as the JCF must have to ensure that the highest level of professionalism is there to at all times, and there are systems in place to ensure that members abide to the rules, regulations, policies, and laws of the land.
Inspector Garrick was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. And Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says Jamaicans have been benefiting from improved service offers from telecommunications providers since the introduction of number portability in June 2015. Number portability allows Jamaicans to move from one service provider to another while retaining their original telephone numbers. Mr. Paulwell says more than 30,000 persons have switched service providers and consumers have been getting better service offers since the new regime.
The companies are providing additional benefits. They are focusing a lot more on services, and prices are falling since number portability. So all in all, I think it's a tremendous success in Jamaica.
Minister Paulwell adds that the introduction of number portability in Jamaica has generated significant interest from countries in the region. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Ministry of Education has implemented the following guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term.
A message from the Ministry of Education.